Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Ever wondered why there is a need for us to give to God? In the tapestry of Christian faith, the practice of giving to God emerges as a vibrant thread woven with theological depth and spiritual significance. Rooted in gratitude, obedience to biblical principles, and recognition of God's sovereignty, the act of giving encompasses various forms, be it financial contributions, the offering of talents, or the dedicated investment of time. This sacred practice not only reflects a commitment to worship and stewardship, but also resonates with the core Christian values of compassion, generosity, and a profound trust in God's providence. In today's message titled, How to Honor God, Evangelist Paul Acqua shares on how your gift placed in God's hands can only be multiplied back to you. Be enlightened as you see how you can never outgive the one who keeps giving to you.
The Bible says in Matthew chapter 2, and I start from verse 1. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. Then let me jump to verse 11 of Matthew chapter 2. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Hallelujah. The Bible says that they gave extremely valuable gifts to the child Jesus Christ. So my question is, why did the wise men give gifts to Jesus? You know, giving gifts to the Lord Jesus was a sign of great respect and honor. Giving is a way to honor God. The wise men understood how to honor God. They understood him to be the Christ of Israel and worthy of worship. They had a sense of paying homage due to a royal superior. The wise men fell down before the child in a gesture of deep respect and submission. They honored the child Jesus Christ. Then when Jesus grew up and started his ministry, it's also recorded in the Bible of some people who honored him. The Bible says some women sponsored him when Jesus started his ministry. You see, Jesus and his disciples depended on the goodness of others to provide daily provisions and a place to sleep. They needed support. And so the Bible says in the book of Luke, and I read from verse 1, it says, Now it came to pass afterward that he went through every city and village, preaching and bringing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. So this is talking about Jesus Christ and his disciples, and Jesus preaching in villages and cities. And the Bible continues to say, And the 12 were with him. And certain women who had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom had come 7 demons, and Joanna the wife of Chuza, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others who provided for him from their substance. Hallelujah. So these women provided for Jesus Christ and his 12 disciples. Among them were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James the younger and of Jesus, and Salome. In Galilee, these women had followed him and cared for his needs. So apparently, these good women assisted the Lord's sustenance because they ministered unto him of their own substance. That means that they gave to him from their own resources. And that's a way of honoring God. That is one of the best ways to honor God. They ministered unto him of their substance. That means they honored the Lord Jesus Christ. But let me just make a connection here that this is not a new thought at all. This goes all the way back to the book of Proverbs in the Old Testament, which says, honor the Lord with your substance and with the first fruits of your increase. Let me read it here for you. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 9 and 10. This is what the Bible says. Honor the Lord with your possessions. Some of the translations say this way. Honor the Lord with your wealth or with your substance. But here in the New King James, it says, honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruit of all your increase. Verse 10 says, so your barns will be filled with plenty. You notice that. So your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. Hallelujah. So scripture actually gives many reasons for giving. But that verse says it is a way to honor God. It's stated black and white. Honor the Lord with your possession. Honor the Lord with your substance. Honor the Lord with your wealth. So that's the way to honor God. The word honor means respecting. It means trusting. It means valuing. If you are not honoring the Lord with your substance, then the implication is that you don't value his words and you don't value his promises. That's what the Bible is saying. You need to honor the Lord with your substance. The implication is that if you aren't giving and if you are not trusting God in this area of finances, you are not honoring God. Therefore, those who don't give don't honor God. I'm not saying this to condemn anybody, but you will not hear this from many places, and this will help you to prosper, I'm telling you. You may say, I honor God, and I want to ask you, do you give consistently all the time or just occasionally or when it's convenient? That's a question to you. The Bible says that you are supposed to give a tithe. That's 10% of your income. Are you saying, I don't give 10% of my income, but I still honor God? No. This says you honor the Lord with your substance. You honor the Lord with your wealth. You honor the Lord with your possessions. You can say what you want to say, but this is what the word says. And notice we are to give God the first fruits, not the last fruits. That's what the verse 10 says. It says, and with the first fruits of your increase, not the last fruits of your increase. We are supposed to tithe and give of the top, not the bottom. You don't just pay your own bills and do everything you wanted to. And if you have something left over, you give to God. That's not how it works at all. You are not honoring God if you do that. I am not saying this thing to condemn you. I'm saying it to enlighten you because you may not be hearing this very often. You are to seek first the kingdom of God. And that means that you seek his kingdom in your giving as well. And then he will add the other things unto you. He will add the things that we need. That's one of the great promises of God. Giving to God doesn't subtract from us, but instead increases us supernaturally. God is a multiplier. God is not take away. The only thing he takes away from us is our sins. Every other thing is adding for us. So he says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus, not according to your bank, not according to your account, not according to the government. So we need to honor God with our substance. That's the way to honor God with our possessions. That's the way to honor God. God loves us so much, and so we need to give him the best. Because he first loved us, when we were yet sinners, Christ came dying for our sins. The Bible says that, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Many people know this scripture off by heart. God gave, and he wants us to also give. Everything we have belongs to him anyway. So why do people find it so hard to honor God with their possessions or their wealth or with their substance? That's the next question I'm asking. And the answer is that because they are leaning on their own understanding. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5 that, trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. And then when we jump to Proverbs 3 verse 9, it's also an example of trusting in the Lord. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of your increase. So in other words, some people don't acknowledge God in all their ways. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths. They may acknowledge God and come to salvation. They may even pray about their marriage and find the spouse that God had for them. But when it comes to finances, the Bible says, give and it shall be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaking together and running over, will be poured onto your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. And yet many Christians don't believe this. They just say it, but they don't act accordingly. The Bible says that you are supposed to give a tithe. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And God is saying this, test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will be no room enough to store it. If you believe this, why don't you do it? Who will not do this if God says, test me with this? And God is a faithful God. And so if you believe this, who will not do it? The Bible says that you reap what you sow. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please their flesh, from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Look at that. God is saying, keep on doing good, keep on giving, and if you don't get tired of it, a time will come, appointed time will come, and you will see the harvest. And the harvest is heavier, more than what you sowed. And many other scriptures that command us to honor God with our wealth and substance and possession. And yet, there are many Christians who just say, well, I don't care what the Bible says. You probably wouldn't say it that directly, but in a sense, I don't care what the Bible says. I need this money. I cannot do this, and so on. And you are not trusting in the Lord with all your heart. That's what is happening. You are leaning on your own understanding. You are not acknowledging him in all your ways. And therefore, he's not directing your path because you are not receiving his instructions. So what I would tell you is renew your mind with the word of God. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is. His good, pleasing, and perfect will. That's what we got to do. Those who are conformed to this world system think it's crazy for people to tithe and give over and above a tithe. That's what they think. Are you crazy? Because when you give money, obviously what you have is reducing. They think you need this. Just keep it. Take care of yourself. Put yourself first. That's the way that the wisdom of this world operates. But that's not the wisdom of God. He goes on to say in the next verse, so your barns will be filled with plenty, and your vats will overflow with new wine. This is a follow-up to the previous verse that when you honor the Lord with your substance and you give him the first fruits, and it's just like Matthew 6:33 saying, seek first the kingdom of God. When you do these things, then your barns will be filled with plenty, and your presses will burst out with new wine. This is talking about abundance, physical abundance. You will be so blessed, so you will be a blessing. What if you don't have any barns for the Lord to fill or press for wine to overflow? Maybe you may ask that question. We have to prepare for God's blessings by faith. Many people have missed God's provision because they are not prepared, and you are not prepared now. They were not prepared. They only had a little cup for God to fill. When he wants to fill our barns for us, God wants to bless you. God wants to give you the best. He came to give us life and give us more abundantly. And so we need to honor him. Honor him with your resources. Honor him with your wealth. Honor him with your substance. And if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this would be even crazy news to you. But I tell you, you need God in your life. He will multiply you. He will bless you. It does not matter the troubles you face. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me and receive him right now in your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.